trains as a measurement of love. You said that you heard the sound of a train, and I pretended not to hear it because to do so validated my fear that you were listening for anything to carry you away. I would have to acknowledge that my words, my love, my efforts to do so, and to do the most right thing always were never enough to keep you here. Were not enough. Always. None of it made you happy, no matter the contrast to the past that you compared it to. That was now, this is then. Part 2. You, watching, waiting. For the reason that I'd inevitably provide you to not be in love. I should have known it when you said you hated yourself, that, and us, that it meant you wanted me to hate you too. It would be easier that way. The reasons you provided only made me love you more. Part 3. Today I heard a familiar sound, and I pretended not to hear it, because to do so would remind me that I'd been in prison. The sound of metal doors closing, the turn of a lock, the sound of iron gates closing, the warming alarm of a wall that you built around your heart. Sounds so much the same, I am not sure which it is that I have heard, my prison or your wall, but either way, we are equally trapped. Part 4. I'm lonely, in some inherently deep way, but for a flash, I can see just how lonely and just how deep this feeling runs. I'm scared to be this lonely and unable to fight or retreat. It feels catastrophic, fatal. Sorrow while the world moves on without me. You, spirit paralyzed, in my mind's time, move on without me. Part 5. Now I listen for that train because you asked me to. My efforts, always not enough to keep you here. Not enough. Always. None of it made you happy. I listen. None of it makes me happy.